This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, welcome to the Morning Run, 30th of May 2019. And you're with Julian Ng, Wong Xiaoning and Sharitz Abdullah. And we're looking at the international markets. US stocks fell to a 12-week low as Treasuries advanced. The S&P 500 closed 0.7% down. The Dow Jones also sharply down at almost 1%. And no surprises for the NASDAQ, which was down 0.8% as well.
Yeah, so this is amid persistent concern that the bond market recession warning is growing louder as the trade war shows no sign of easing. A lot of this seems to be stemming from the continuation of that trade war. Alec Young, Managing Director of Global Market Research for FTSE Russell, told Bloomberg after months of over-optimism, investors are finally realizing a quick fix isn't likely on the US-China trade, and an escalation in trade tension increasingly seems more likely than a near-term resolution.
Tensions were further stoked as Chinese media reports suggest that China may cut exports of rare earth minerals used in defense and energy sectors, opening another front in its trade war with the US, as China is a dominant player in rare earths. And as tensions continue, we've seen the 10-year Treasury yield dip. The yield gap between the 3-month and the 10-year Treasury slid to a 2007 low, and this is often watched as an early sign of a pending recession.
So Morgan Stanley has also come out to flag a recession watch. They say that recent data points suggest US earnings and economic risk greater than most investors may think. Specifically, the stock strategist highlighted a recent survey from financial data firm IHS Markit showed that manufacturing activity actually fell to a 9-year low in May.
And that report also revealed a notable slowdown in the U.S. services sector, one of the key areas of American economy. Also added that many recent reports reflect April data, which means it's weakened before the re-escalation of trade tensions. Looking at Treasury's insight, you know, could we see a 2% Treasuries at 2%? As Treasuries rally, the prospect of benchmark 10-year yield drops to 2% at the first time since late 2016. Have seen U.S. 10-year yield tumbled almost 40 basis points since mid-April.
Now, for more insights into this, we have online Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategies, Oceania and Treasury Department of Mizuho Bank. Good morning, Vishnu. Thanks for joining us. So the yield curve inversion, this is the phenomenon that the 3-month Treasury yield is higher than the 10-year note. Is this a good, reliable predictor of recession?
Well, in the past, it has been a very good predictor of recessions. And that depends on two things. One is it goes substantially below and it inverts substantially, that's to say that the difference is significant enough. And the second point is it endures for a while. So those fleeting dips or shorter-lived dips need not necessarily signal a recession. So now I think really what markets are watching is how enduring this so-called inversion where the 3-month yields go higher than the 10-year are turning out to be.
So, Vishnu, are you expecting further bond rallies?
So, yes. I mean, the market right now is such that the incentives are for betting that bond yields will go lower, hence the prices rallying. And that seems to be the positioning right now for two reasons. One is what you discussed so rightly earlier, which is markets are growing very cautious of a sharp U.S. slowdown. So whether or not it turns out to be a prolonged recession, this will, regardless, I think still increase bets that the Fed will respond to a U.S. slowdown by cutting rates. So markets are getting ahead of that and pushing down yields, anticipating a rate cut. So that's one particular response mechanism. The other is I think global liquidity still continues to be fairly flush, and we bear in mind the Fed is going to truncate its so-called quantitative tightening program earlier. So with more liquidity but bond yields in other parts of the world much lower than the U.S., there's still a tendency for liquidity to chase after USD bonds. So in buying these bonds, they naturally push the yields lower anyway. So for these two reasons, it does look like yields could be downwardly biased in coming months, especially as they watch for global trade risks adding to the U.S. slowdown scenario.
And since you mentioned U.S. Fed fund rates, the futures are currently signaling 2 cuts to the rate by year-end. Do you have a similar view?
Well, I think we're looking at a case of either the Fed holding still or cutting once. But it is hard to really put a confidence around these two outcomes, mainly because we're not sure exactly how the trade tensions will play out and the blowback it will have on two things. One is actual growth, which we think will pan out, which will slow down, but may perhaps not too sharply. But the other point is financial markets as well. If financial markets sell off more brutally, then the Fed may respond more quickly as well. Right now, the Fed's indication is still that they're quite data dependent, and they're willing to wait it out and just pause. Markets are betting on two, so I think that the truth may be somewhere in between the two, contingent on worst case scenarios in trade not playing out. So I think a better picture will start to emerge in June when President Xi and Trump meet.
And Vishnu, so what does that mean for stock markets which like falling rates?
Well, I mean, typically what one would say is if Fed is going to cut rates and rates are falling, then stock markets should be supported and that should lift stocks higher. However, you know, this argument is always one of the dog and the tail, so we don't know whether the dog is wagging the tail or the tail is wagging the dog. So we put it the other way around and say that rates are going lower because of a fear of a recession, then necessarily stocks need not outperform and most likely will not during the scenario of risk off. And the caveat here is we assume that the Fed is not going to restart or reignite the quantitative easing program, just to say pumping money into the system. So devoid of fresh funds being pumped in, if it's really recession risks that are taking center stage, then stocks may have very limited upside despite softer yields.
Thank you so much for your time. And that was Vishnu Varathan of Mizuho Bank. And very interesting that this time round, the falling rates may not lead to a rally in the stock market. It's always a chicken and egg question, right? Because if rates are going down, that is signaling recession. And this will lead to investors asking, especially equity investors asking, whether there is fears of oncoming recession.
I think the question is whether earnings have peaked, right? If we look at U.S. earnings, they have been very, very good. But is that a signal that the stock market rally has basically topped?
Absolutely. And the question of whether all the stocks are priced for perfection, as the Morgan Stanley report also seems to suggest.
Because if we look at Asia, in Malaysia particularly, we are almost ending the May results season. And so far, the results have not actually been fantastic. And this is something we've seen also in wider Asia. So perhaps it's a risk-off for equity investors, regardless of where rates are going.
And despite all this fear, I mean, about this talk of recession, I mean, if we look at US, they have one of the most open jobs since December, nearly two decades. And it's a record for now. And we look, for an example, we look at the job openings jump up to 2.4%, up to 7.3%. million, and it looks like a healthy level. I mean, we look at 3.5 million of number of jobs.
I think tonight is critical because it's GDP night for US, so we'll have to see how US GDP numbers come out.
The problem with these indicators is that they are lagging indicators, right? They've already happened. So whereas the bond market people, I mean, they're supposed to be very smart people.
They're supposed to be very smart.
They are predicting a recession. So who's leading and who's lagging? That's the question. All right, so we'll take a break now. And coming back, is Malaysia a currency manipulator? BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.